In Parshas Pinchas, we find quite a remarkable stage of Klal Yisrael's history. We have that Moshe Rabbeinu, the chosen one of Rabbeinu Shleilim, that took us out of Mitzrayim, took us through the Midbar. In Parshas Pinchas, Moshe Rabbeinu is handing over his leadership. He's preparing to hand over his leadership. And it's going over to Yeshua. Moshe Rabbeinu would have wanted his children to take over the leadership. But as we see soon, although they may have been prepared in the knowledge, but there's certain elements over there that Yeshua was superior. And Yeshua ben Nun takes over Moshe Rabbeinu's leadership. In other words, Moshe Rabbeinu is making space for a new generation. He is making space for Yeshua, who's going to be taking Klal Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, this parasha, Parashas Pinchas, really is getting towards the end of an era. It's an end of an epoch. It's the end of Moshe Rabbeinu's leadership, where it's being handed over to Yeshua. And the end of the Torah, certainly the whole Sefer Devarim was a drosh of Moshe Rabbeinu. And this is sort of a new stage. We found that Moshe Rabbeinu is handing down the mantle of leadership. And you see in Pasuk in Perek of Zayin, Pasuk Tesvov, Moshe Rabbeinu says, Hashem yifkad Hashem lekei aruchis chol bosa isha le'eda, let there be somebody who leads Klal Yisrael. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him to take Yeshua, kachas Yeshua ben Nun, ish ashiruach boy, take Yeshua ben Nun, and put smicha, give him smicha. And Moshe Rabbeinu does that. And then Parasha Chof Ches begins the parasha of Korbanos. And the Chazal ask, why after this very major event of HaKadosh Baruch Hu giving over, taking, as it were, Yeshua as a new leader, what's the Hemshech LaParasha? What is the continuation when we start talking about Korbanos? What's the Shaychus? What is the connection to the previous parasha? So there's a Medrash. And the Medrash says, Rashi brings it down, in Perek of Ches Pasuk Beis, Tzaves Bnei Yisrael, command Klal Yisrael. So Rashi says, Ma Emor Lemalo. What does it say earlier on in the parasha that has to do with Parasha of Korbanos? It says, Yifkoid Hashem. Let Hashem choose. Omoloi HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe Rabbeinu, Ad She'ato Matsuni Al Bni Tziva Es Bni Olai. Until you've been, as it were, worrying about Matsuni al Bni, in other words, instead of you giving me command on my child, let the children be commanded about me. So Rashi explains, Moshe Bas Melech is a story of a Bas Melech. Shohoiso Nifteres Bin Oilo. So we had a queen who was departing from the world, Vahoiso Mafkedes Labala al Baneho. And she was telling the husband how the husband, the king, should look after the children. And Rashi doesn't bring the end of it, and the Sifri adds on, what happened was, so the king said to his wife, instead of telling me how to look after the children, tell the children to listen to me, to start behaving to me. And therefore, as it were, the previous parashas, Moshe Rabbeinu is trying to organize, trying to ensure that Klal Yisrael is put into safe hands, that the children of HaKadosh Baruch Hu are looked after. And the parasha of Korbanos, as it were, is a parasha where HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, make sure that I am looked after. Make sure, kaviyochel, as it were, that my children behave to me. So therefore there is a very integral connection between Yeshua's leadership and the parasha of Korbanos. What is the connection? So you must understand over here, Moshe Rabbeinu was the Memtes Sharibino. He went up to Shemayim 40 days and 40 nights. He was a Novi Sheba Nevi'im. And what did he want? He wanted his children to take over. Yifkoid Hashem. So Rashi brings that Moshe Rabbeinu wanted. Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Moshe Rabbeinu says HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Perek Tezayin, Pasuk Tezayin. Rashi brings, Higi Asho, the time has come, She'et Vatzorchi She'yirshu Bonai Es Gedulosi, that my children should inherit my Gedula. Now there's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, let my children take over. Now Moshe Rabbeinu knows what Klal Yisrael needs. He knows who he was. He knows the challenges for Klal Yisrael, and he believed strongly that his children fitted the bill. This is not nepotism. Yeah, this is not somebody who's totally doesn't fit into the bill. He really and honestly and objectively believed that his children were fitting. So Kadosh Baruch said to him, Amalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch said back to him, no. Loi kach also machshavai. You see it in Rashi in Pasuk Tezayin. This is not my machshava. Kedai hu Yeshua litel schar shimushoi. It is kedai for Yeshua to take over the mantle of leadership. Shlei mosh mitoich ha'oil, because he never left the oil. V'zehu she'oma shleima. That's what Shlei Melech says in Mishlei. Noitze te'ena, a person who guards the te'ena, the fig tree, yoichel pirio, should eat the fruit. What is this moshel of Yeshua being compared to a fig tree? What's the idea behind that? So Moshe Rabbeinu wanted his children to take over. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, no, Yeshua should take over because he is like the Shomer of the Te'anim. Why Shomer Te'anim? You know, there's so many beautiful fruits. You know, there's a Zayis, which is so such a wonderful fruit. And why Shomer Te'anim? What's the idea behind that? So there's a Mishnah. And the Mishnah talks about it in many places. It's brought in Demai, it's brought in Maestros, that there's a uniqueness to a Te'ena. Tzadik katoma yifroch ke'eres v'von yisket. There's an element of a tzadik being compared to a tomor and to a eres, but there's a uniqueness as well to a te'ena. And if you go, it's very interesting. There is never really a time that is harvest time for figs. You go to apples at some time of the year, all the apples ready to be picked. Some maybe a few weeks earlier, a few weeks later, but basically there's a time where you go down and you can pick all the apples. There's a time with grapes, all the grapes arrive, you can pick all the grapes. With a te'ena, with a fig, there are individual te'enim that become ripe, and the rest aren't ripe at all. And then you wait another few weeks, and a few more te'enim become ripe, and then another few more te'enim become ripe, which means te'ena is not something that you can just go in, pick the fruit and leave. It is something that if one wants to bring in a harvest, one has to be consistently there. One has to be there every day to find out which te'enim are ripe and pick them off. Not only that, the Malbim says that te'ena, when it is ripe, doesn't last on the tree very long. As soon as the sun comes out, once it's ripe, the worms get to it. And if you've got to take it off the tree immediately before the worms get to it. In other words, you've got to be alert and constantly alert to making sure that you cash in the right time for te'ena. Yeshua was not somebody who sat back and said, you know what, I'll learn. And whatever I hear, I hear. Yeshua was there standing at the bottom of the mountain. As soon as Moshe Rabbeinu came down, he waited all that time, because it could be, I could learn a chiddush now that I'll miss if I don't have Moshe Rabbeinu at the time he walks back from the mountain to the base of Medrash. I'll miss that. I'm going to miss those days of fruit. I'm going to be like the Shomer Te'anim. And therefore, Yeshua was the paradigm example. He was the classic leader of Klal Yisrael, who is alert, who is ready to pick the fruit, and is consistent. He's not just there a few weeks or a few months. He is there consistently. The Kotzke used to say, Esa Chasido. Yeah, the Chasido, there's a Chasido is a stalk, right? So the Baal HaTurim brings down, Chasido is Oif Hayudua, is a certain well-known bird. I'm not sure exactly. Loshon Shudua Kama Po'omim Bashono. That is there a few times in the year. So the Kotzke used to say, Esa Chasida. Yeah, the Chasidim that are only found it a few times of the year. Oif Tomei, that's a Tomei bird. These Chasidim just come, you know, they start doing tshuva when Rosh Hashanah time, Yom Kippur time. That's Oif Tomei. We need to have Chasidim who are there, who are Chasidim 354 days a year. They'll tire every single day they're there. Those are the Chasidim who are Oif Tohu. But Oif Tomei, the Chasidim who are known, Miyudua, they come certain times of the year. It's not enough to be a Jew on Shabbos, not enough to be a Jew on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. One's got to live a Jew consistently every day and be alert. This was what made Yeshua a fantastic leader. He was alert and he was consistent. He's not on holiday. You know, 3 months a year is on holiday, he can't get hold of the leader. He's playing golf. Yeah, he can't. That is Yeshua. Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is why Yeshua is such a fantastic leader. More than your sons. More than your sons. Nobody was like Yeshua. Now that you're so worried that your children should have a good leader, worry about me. Worry about how your children are going to serve me. How is Klal Yisrael going to become good avodim to me? How are they going to be taught the lessons of becoming Ovdei Hashem? That's the connection between the previous parasha of leadership, of having a good leader who's consistent and alert, to the next parasha of what we know as Parashas Korbanos. The parasha of Korbanos begins with a beautiful mitzvah of the Korban Tomid. Now, this Korban Tomid is a mitzvah to bring every single day. The Pasuk describes it, mitzvah to bring every single day the same korbanos. Every day, morning and afternoon, you brought the same korbanos every single day. Now, one would expect that these korbanos, because they were an everyday korban, you know, the Monday morning you bring the korban, on the Tuesday afternoon you bring in the korban, and when they don't seem very special. And therefore, when you get a super duper korban, like the korban they're bringing on Rosh Hashanah, or the korban they're bringing on Yom Kippur, or the korban they're bringing on Pesach or Sukkot, you'd expect those super korbanos to take precedence, to take first rights to the Todir, to the Tomid. And that we say no. Todir Usha'ina Todir Torah Zakoidim. The Korban Tomid comes first. The Korban Tomid is the most important. And the way the Parsha talks about this Korban is Saves B'nei Yisrael Matim as Korboni Lachmi. When you start talking about the Korban, we start talking about the Korban. The Korban is a Korban Tomid. The Korban becomes, before any other Korban, is a Korban Tomid. What do we learn from the Korban Tomid? What do we learn from this Korban that makes us, Avod Makadosh Baruch Hu wants us to learn? So first of all, as we described beforehand, the Korban Tomid, the value of the Korban Tomid is the value of Yeshua. If in human life, we need a leader that is consistent, if we need a leader that is alert, we need exactly the same when we are with Avodas Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, it doesn't help just to come to me every now and then when you need me. There's a consistency. There is a person who is there every day, Shachris and Mincha. He's there, Marav as well, but that's not Chayva, according to the Gemara. Korban Tomid is a temidus to carry on consistently. The consistency of a Korban is a depth to it. Now you can see, the Reb Elia says, Loi Chayna Rishoyim, in Perik Aleph of Tehillim, Pasuk Dalet, Loi Chayna Rishoyim, it's not so to the Rishoyim, Ki Im Kamoitz Ashid Fen Ruach. Yeah, it's like the all the leaves get blown off. As soon as a little wind comes, all the leaves get blown off. What does that mean? The stronger the leaves are attached to a tree, it shows how strong the roots are. If a wind comes and it just gets blown off, then you can see the roots aren't very deep. If a person is not consistent, if a person's flaky, and he's a bit here, daven's there, when he can, he can't, he comes to shul, he doesn't come to shul, then the roots, there's something wrong with the roots, there's something wrong with the very foundation of his Avodas Hashem. This is not something we choose. We are consistent. We are day in and day out doing the same thing. Davening, same thing. Obviously we can improve and we have to focus on the tefillah, but it's a consistency that proves our Avodah. Mitzad Sheni, on the other hand, consistency has a major, major flaw. What's a major flaw of being consistent? Davening every day. Shachris Mincha Marav. You know, some people, and I envy them, they have the ability to live across from the Kosel. They live across from the Kosel. They see the Kosel, right? And look out the window. You know, they're brushing their teeth. They see the Kosel. Yeah, they're sitting on the balcony with sipping pina colada and avatiach. They see the Kosel. Very lucky. But I don't know, or they have to be very, very special to, when they come down to the Kosel and they daven at the Kosel, they're going to be davening with the same kavanah as a person who's flown all the way from Australia with his little boy who's becoming bar mitzvah and they've never been to the Kosel before. And they come to the place of Ashuras HaShchina, where the Shchina has never left, and they daven there mincha. Yeah, it's different to the person who lives across to the Kosel and davens their mincha every day. There's a mile of being consistent, and he's there davening every day, and it's consistency. This guy's coming once every 4 or 5 years. Correct. But consistency dampens and blunts our enthusiasm. It blunts the passion that we have for a mitzvah. Look at this pasuk. Look at this pasuk. This is an amazing pasuk, and it's mamash achidush. The pasuk says like this. In Perik Chofches, pasuk Vav. Oilas Tomid, when we talk about the Tomid, yeah, the Oilas Tomid, Ha'asuya Bahar Sinai, that was done in Har Sinai, L'Reach Nichoyach Ishei Lashem, of the Reach Nichoyach as a Ishei Lashem. Rabbi said, what's Har Sinai got to do with this? What are we talking about, the Yontav of Shavuos here? What are we talking about here? Oilas Tomid Ha'asuya Bahar Sinai, the Oilas Tomid Ha'asuya that was done on Har Sinai. What does that mean? I'm asking you. You come across. Where's Dana Hasina? Says Rashi. Different Gemaras. Ko'oison shenas v'mehamulim. That I've done b'nei mulim. Okay. Ayin shom v'gemar. Dova ache. Ha'asuya v'hasinai. Makish oilas tomi l'oilas hasinai. Comparing the tomi that we brought in this parasha every day to the korbonos that were brought in the time of Harsinai. What korbonos brought Harsinai? Oison shenikrivu l'fnei matan teira. There are korbonos that are brought in l'fnei matan teira. Ayin shom in the end of parashas Mishpatim. Shekosuf ba, it says over there, Vyosun ba gonos, they brought up Eilos of Tumidim, the pasuk brings over there. If you want to see the pasuk exactly inside, it is in Shmois Chof. Base. Second. Shmois Chof base. No, Shmois Chof Dalet, sorry. Shmois Chof Dalet. Whole Nasiv and Nishma. And then it says, in Pasuk Hey, Vayishach es Narei Bnei Yisrael, the enthusiasts in Bnei Yisrael, Vayalu Oilois, and they brought Oilois. Right? They brought Oilois. This is the Oilois that we're talking about before Har Sinai. We learn the halachas from there, says Rashi, they need a kli, they need a vessel from there, because it says very clearly that they brought it into vessels. Right? We learn the halachas of a korban tomid that we bring every day from the halacha that applied, of the korbanos that we did before Har Sinai. Why can't it just say, bring the korban and the kli? Explain the mafarshim. That because we are consistent, and because we daven three times a day, and because we are avodim, it is very easy for the avoda to become blunt. Says a posuk, oilas tomit. The oila that you're bringing tomit on a constant basis has a problem. But there's one way that you can make it better. Ha'asuya bahar sinai. If you do it in the same way, with the same enthusiasm did by Har Sinai, what are we doing there? It's the first time they brought korbanos as a klal. They were about to have the Torah. They were enjoying it. Narei Bnei Yisrael, Har Sinai. These people were on fire. Ha'asuya b'Har Sinai. The oilas tomid, the tomid they bring every day. Do it ha'asuya b'Har Sinai. Do it with the same enthusiasm that you did it, that they did in the Har Sinai. Then it will be l'reach nichoyach ishei l'Hashem. Then it will be a beautiful smell. Then it will give a Kodesh Baruch Hu nachas ruach. We put on tefillin. Do you remember the first thing we put on tefillin? Yeah? Binyamin, you remember the first thing we put on tefillin?
Yep.
First thing we put on tefillin. You know, it's got the feel. You remember the smell of the tefillin. And you put them on and you put them on your head. And you, look, and you feel, you know, you look at them and you talk. And I put on tefillin, you know, we see later on they got the marks on the tefillin. But yeah, have you experienced putting on tefillin? You got to do it ha'asiyah b'har Sinai. Do it like the first time. Do it with that enthusiasm. How do we do that? How do we do that? How do we do it ha'asiyah b'har Sinai? Okay? We'll get to that, Be'ezus Hashem. Okay? So one element over here is learning the consistent avoid that we got to have, like the korban tomid. And secondly, even if you're consistent, you got to have ha'asiyah b'har Sinai to do it with the same enthusiasm as in the Har Sinai. Now let's carry on. We'll get back to your question, okay? Let's carry on. By the way, this vault was from the Keren HaTzvi, from Tzvi Hishveda. There's a famous story of Baruch Kunstadt. Baruch Kunstadt was a Rosh Shiva of Kol Teira. And when they opened up new base medrash in Elul Tovshin Yudzayin, Rav Kunstadt, there's a beautiful base medrash in Barat Vegan. There's a very small base medrash before that. Open up beautiful new base medrash. Rav Kunstadt says, it says, Dovla Melech asks the Kodesh Baruch Hu, Shifti beveis Hashem kol yimei chayai, lach zois banoyim Hashem ulevake becholoi. Let me sit. Shifti beveis Hashem kol yimei chayai. Let me sit in the house of Hashem kol yimei chayai. Lach zois banoyim Hashem. To dwell in the house of Hashem, ulevake becholoi, and to visit in his heichel. What's going on? Is it lach zois banoyim Hashem? Is it to dwell there, to be like a chuzah? Or is it the vake behecholoi? Or is it just to visit? Is it to dwell as to visit? He said no. Consistently, lachlo is b'nayim Hashem. Then it'll be consistent. But the enthusiasm should be like vake behecholoi, as if you're visiting it for the first time. That is what we daven, to be enthusiastically consistent. Now, here is a beautiful mahalach in Rosh Hashanah Fol Hish. Now, he does have to understand the background of Rav Shamshon Falhish, the era where he was living, and one of the biggest challenges he had in his day. Rav Shamshon Falhish, as he described, was one of the greatest opponents of the ever-growing reform movement in Germany. And Rav Hish and my grandfather, Zeicher Tzaddik Livracha, the Rav of Würzburg, the Würzburger Rav, Rav Bamberger, Rav Yitzchak Dov Bamberger, were the two leaders of Germany at the time. The Würzburger Rav was older, and he had a much bigger Gehilla, and he had his way of dealing with reform, and Shamshon Falhish had his way of dealing with reform. They had their clashes. A lot of it is written up in different letters backwards and forwards in Shemesh Marpe and my grandfather's forum, but there was a lot of interesting backwards and forwards over there. With that background, you have to understand the vault of how powerful Rav Shamshon Falhish's vault was and how relevant it is to his time and how it's learned from the Pasuk. The Pasuk, in the Mashmoyos of Pasuk, there's stiris. The Pasuk says, for example, the Pasuk says, Oilas Tomid, look in Pasuk base. Tavis b'nei Yisrael, v'amarat aleim, es korboni lachmi le'ishayrech nechoyach tishmeru. What's tishmeru, plural or singular?
Plural.
Tishmeru lahakriv libe moyadoi. So it's Loshen Rabbim. And then it carries on, Asher takrivu, Pasuk gimel, matilem zeo isha asher takrivu. Singular or plural? Plural. Asher takrivu. Yeah? Then it suddenly goes into singular. Es hakeves echo ta'ase. Ta'ase is what? Singular. But by keves hakeves in ta'ase ben arbay. What's happening over here? Is it singular or is it plural? Why is it going changing from singular to plural? What's going on? Is it a yochid? Is it a rabbin? Who are we speaking to? Is it a yochid? Is it a rabbin? What's going on? Why has the Torah changed this? This is absolutely beautiful. Now, the very, very fascinating idea behind this is that the Korban Tomid, where the way we look at this Korban was different to any other Korban in the Torah. Any other Korban in the Torah was very much an act that was done in the base of Mikdash with no other backing or no other background activities around Eretz Yisrael. Korban Tomid was an amazing, unique korban. What's amazing about it? The Pasuk says takrivu. In other words, the Gemara says, it's a Mishnah in Tainis. The Gemara says over there, tzav es b'nei Yisrael. What does it mean, tzav es b'nei Yisrael? So Rashi explains over there that Tomid has got to come from the shkolim of Klal Yisrael. Tzav es b'nei Yisrael has got to come from Klal Yisrael. In other words, Klal Yisrael, a yochid cannot bring a korban tomid. It's got to come from the lishkas hagozis. It's got to come from the half a shekel that Klal Yisrael gave, and the tomid comes from there. In other words, it's got to be a joint korban from Klal Yisrael. The pasuk says, though, on any korban, there's a halacha that the individual has got to stand over his korban. You've got to do smicha. You've got to do avodas of korban. So how is it if it comes from a lishkas hagozis? If it comes from the tzibur, there's no way they're standing over the korban. Says the Gemara, it's a Mishnah in the Dorim, in Tainis, sorry, Tavchof Vav Amud Aleph, Hiskinu Neviyam Harishonim Chof Dalad Mishmoris. Therefore, they made 24 Mishmoris. Now, everyone knows, that the Koinim are split in 24 groups. But not only the Koinim. There are Koinim split in 24 groups, the Leviim split in 24 groups, and Yisraelim. So Klal Yisrael was split right across the board in 24 groups. And 24 groups that have their turns to come to the base of Mikdash. The Kohenim would come and do their avoid in the base of Mikdash. The Levim would do their avoid in the base of Mikdash. What did the Yisraelim do at that time? What did they do? What did they do at that time? So some of them were standing by the side, davening, and the rest of those 24 Mishmoros gathered in their cities, in the main place, in the main square, and they would daven there, and they would fast there, and they would learn and do Kriyas HaTorah. And they would fast and daven that their korbanos that are brought up at their mishmar would be mekubal. So here we have an activity that's taking place citywide, right round the whole of Eretz Yisrael, citywide, that Klal Yisrael should all be involved in this korban. That it's not something that's just being done by a kohen in the Beis Mikdash out of sight and out of mind of Klal Yisrael, we're all involved in this. So it was brought from the Kaspei Tzibur, done by a particular korban in the Beis HaMikdash, but Klal Yisrael were involved. And this was very, very important. What's the idea behind that? In other words, it was a public korban. The pasuk is saying Tishmeru, Takrivu, yeah, Takrivu, which means do it in Eloshen Rabbim. Make sure people are involved. But there was a singular. The singular was, in other words, it has to be a klal doing it. Everyone doing a klal, but there was a singular. The pasuk says Taseh, make it singular. Make it a single focal point. Make sure that all these people, whatever they're doing, is focusing on something that's taking place in one time and in one place. Where is this one place that all the eye of the storm of everything is happening is in a Beis HaMikdash. What's a Beis HaMikdash? The place of Ki Mitzian Teitzei Torah Udvar Hashem Yerushalayim. It was a place of Lishkas HaGozis where we had the Tamid HaChachamim and the Gedolei Hador were there transmitting Dvar Hashem. Any big questions went back to that place of the Beis HaMikdash, and there was asked Nishkas HaGozis. In other words, the whole Klal Yisrael, the Rabbim, were focused on this one, on the Taaseh, on the singular, on the Das Torah, on the single element of the Korban taking place. It was a wide group of people focusing on a singular. So therefore, that's a double Loshon. It's a Takrivu, yes, there's a plural. We're all involved in this, but we're all involved as a group. And all our money is involved in this on one particular element of Klal Yisrael. That's a Beis HaMikdash. That is a singular Das Torah. That is a focus of a group on a singular. In other words, it's not our subjective. There's one objective truth that is passed down by the Gedolim. Interestingly enough, and it's by no coincidence, Bechlal, that Tzedokim, the Sadducees, fought with this incredibly. And they held that because the Pasuk says over here, Taaseh, and it's used as a singular, one of the greatest elements of their fight was that a Yochid can bring a Korban Tomid. It does not have to come from the Klal. It does not have to come from Lishkas HaGozis. A single person has a right from his own money to bring up the Korban Tomid. Why? What do you care? What do you care if it comes from Lishkas HaGozis or a single person can? What do you care? Rabbi Isai, what were the Sadducees, what were the Tzedokim different to Klal Yisrael? They believed that Torah Shebichsav is up to each person's own interpretation. It's subjective. I have a right to interpret Torah my way. You rabbis don't tell me what to do. I know exactly what I'm going to do. It's subjective. And therefore they held that there's no rabbim, there's no group of us focusing in one direction. No! The one direction is me and how I want to focus on the Torah. And therefore there is no klal. There is no majority of people all doing something together, joining in together, and the klal looking at the yochid. It's the yochid looking at the yochid. It's me discussing within my mind how I want to take out the Torah. And I think I'm being objective. You're not. You're being subjective with your kinnan, your tithe, and your kovet. And that is Reform Jewry. Reform Jewry is not believing that Das Torah, that we have Gedolei Hador Messiah from generation to generation, that tell us exactly how to interpret the Torah. Pi mi pi, ish mi pi, ish mi Moshe Rabbeinu. And we have one Das Torah. Or, you know, I'm a rabbi, and Rav Moshe Feinstein's a rabbi, and therefore I can also interpret Torah my way, even if it's, what? You know, so the rabbis and the Gemara didn't say so. That is already prophetic Jewry. That's rabbinic Jewry. I'm prophetic Jewry. What does the Torah say? I have a right to determine it my way. That is a yochid, determine it like a yochid. That was the reason why the Tomid, according to them, was interpreted only as a yochid can do it, because a yochid has a right to determine a yochid. The Gemara says that when the Gedolim, when the Tamid HaChamim, Nochus HaMachay, when the Tamid HaChamim were able to convince Klal Yisrael that the Tzedokim are wrong, they made a Yom Tov, and it's brought down, it's Osa B'Tanis, it's Osa B'Tainis. They made a Yom Tov, and from Aleph Nisan until Ches Nisan, they made a whole week of Yom Tov. That's Osa B'Hespedim, Osa B'Tanis. Because, okay, I have to find the Halacha L'Maisa, what that means, but what that means is, when they won over the Sadducees, it was such a celebration where we have back das Torah, when the nation have agreed that what the tzaddikim are saying is wrong, that is something that promises continuation, that promises Messiah to be continued. That was a kind of fight of Tase, is it a single person, or is it Takrivu, or is it the Rabbim? And the answer is, we believe it's both. It is a Rabbim following the Yochid. It is a Rabbim getting involved in Avodas Hashem, focused on Kimitzi and Tase Torah, focusing on Das Torah. And that is why the Sadducees, that's why Tzedokah wanted to break that down. So therefore we see that we have consistency in the Torah. We see that we have enthusiasm and we have leadership. That is what Talmud is teaching us so far. But it's even more than that. The Pasuk says, the way the Pasuk introduces the Talmud, Tzaves b'nei Yisrael matalem es korboni lachmi le'ishai rech nechoyach, it's referring to the korban Talmud, Tishmuru lehakriv libam moy adoy. Now, what is a moyed, Rabbi? So it comes to mind. What is a moyed?
Pesach,
Sukkos, Chol HaMoed, Yom Tov, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur. Yeah, but moy adoy, in its moyed. Now we're talking about a korban that's taking place day in, day out, day in, day out. Moyed would not be necessarily the term that would use. It looks confusing. In fact, in this parasha, we do talk about moyedim. Yeah, we talk about Shabbos, talk about Rosh Chodesh, we talk about Pesach. We have, this parasha is the parasha of Korbanos, right? So the Moyadoi is sort of a bit confusing because it looks as if we're talking about other Moyadim, which is later on the parasha, when in fact we're talking about this parasha itself. So why do we associate the word Moyad with Thomas? So Rashi says, the Moyadoi, Thomas, teach me, b'chol yoim, hu Moyad hatamidim. Every day is the moyed, is the translate the moyed, the yom tov of tamidim. What does that mean? So kibshutoi, the sitzah chachamim brings down, moyedoi means that it's day, you can't be madchere, you can't push it off even on Shabbos and even betuma. But what does Rashi mean? B'chol yom hu moyed hatamidim. Every day is a moyed of the tamidim. Like Pesach is a moyed of Pesach. Every day is a moyed of tamidim. What does that mean? And you asked before, how does one get this enthusiasm? How does one revive the continuity of our avodah, make it enthusiastic? This is what the Pasuk is saying over here, b'moyadoi. What's b'moyadoi? B'moyadoi means that there are certain times of the year that HaKadosh Baruch Hu reveals to us that He ran the world, and He runs the world. Pesach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim, there's Eser Makis, there was the incredible Nisim of Kriyas Yamsuf. There's Sukkos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu led us through the Midbar. There's Shavuos, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought us a Torah down and taught us what we need to learn for Derech HaChaim. There's Rosh Hashanah, there's Yom Kippur. There's Moyadim, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows His Gadlus and His Gevurah. There's Moyadim. And there's a day-to-day life. The day-to-day humdrum, you go to shul, you don't see HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the day-to-day. Says a Pasuk over here, Tamidim or Moyad. Just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed Himself by Pesach, that He runs the world. Like HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows that He runs nature, He controls nature. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu taught us that by Pesach and Sukkos, it is not that Pesach and Sukkos is the time HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows He runs the world, and that is where we see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. No. Where HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows us that He controls the world by Pesach and Sukkos, that shows us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was able to manipulate nature then for the Tovas Klal Yisrael, means HaKadosh Baruch Hu created and continues to create nature. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is showing us through the Nisim Geluyim, the Ramban says, beginning of Shmois, through Nisim Geluyim, we understand Nisim Nistorim. The fact that we see HaKadosh Baruch Hu created and manipulated the world by Pesach and by Sukkos, every single day, when we wake up and we went to bed the night before and it was dark, and he went up and he suddenly saw it's light. It's a miracle. Nobody said, imagine somebody who was born in a bunker. No windows. He was born in a bunker. He never left that bunker. 1 year old, 2 years old, they bring the food to him. 3 years old, 4 years old, he has Playmobil. 5 years old, 6 years old, he rides his bike around the bunker. 8, 9, he's playing with his iPad. Right? Fine. That he's growing up. He doesn't see the outside bichlal. Stuck in this room, nebuch. One day, somebody comes along and they take him out of the room. And they take him out of the room and he says, and he's shocked. He looks out the window, and it's all dark outside. Fine. Wow, this is amazing. But, you know, you can see trees, yeah? And there's lights of the cars and the street lamps. And this is unbelievable. Wow, you never believe that world existed. And he's so amazed by this experience, he's so exhausted, he goes to bed. And he wakes up, and he opens his eyes, and he sees light outside. He sees a sun, and he sees birds. This is unbelievable. What happened? What happened? Last night it's all dark, and that's all that. And he explained to him, this is an amazing thing, but it turns, you know, this is day now. And he's so excited, he's running about, he's enjoying himself, and the day goes so quickly. And then it's night again. And it's dark again. Oy vey. Don't worry. Tomorrow will be the same thing. Really? When? You know what? I'll tell you exactly the time. Depends if you hold Netzanire. I'll tell you exactly when. You know what? Don't be scared. Tomorrow exactly this time will be Shkia. Right? And it'll be night. Unbelievable. This is a miracle. It's not a miracle. You see it every day. The answer is he's right and we're wrong. But Moya Doi teaches us that, says Rashi, every day is a Yom Tov of a Tomid. Every day we bring a Korban Tomid in the morning and in the afternoon when the sun comes up and the sun's going down. Every day we see our Kodesh Baruch Hu and we see that he runs the world. Every day we go to Shacharis. When you're going to Shacharis, some of us stuff in nets. You go and there's a new day starting. Ribbono Shalom, wow, you're running the world. And to this Ribbono Shalom I can be an Eved. And to this Ribbono Shalom I have a Zchus to Daven. That's enthusiastic. Every day it should be to meet him. Every day is a Yom Tov of Moed. It's a Yom Tov of Tomid. That we see Nisim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu creating nature on an ongoing basis. Hu Omer Vayehi, Hu Tziva Vayamud. He continues to create the world. And that is reality. We see in the world. And this is the idea behind the Tomid. Just one last thought. In Parashat Tetzaveh, it talks about the Korban Tomid as well, with various differences. There it says, in Perek Chof Tes, Pasuk Mem, it says, Vasiris ha'efa soilis ha'mincha. No, sorry. Here it says, Vasiris ha'efa soilis ha'mincha. And here in Pasuk Hei, Vasiris ha'efa soilis ha'mincha. And a tenth of an efa is soilis ha'mincha. If you look early on in Parashat Tetzaveh, in Perek Chof Tes, Pasuk Mem, it also talks about Korban Tomid over there. And there it uses a different language. There it says, Ve'isorim soiles, a tenth soiles, Belula b'shemen, does not say the word mincha. Why over here does it say Ve'isirus or Eifo, and over there it says Ve'isorim? What's the idea behind it? Rabbi Yisai, here in this parasha we get into understand the concept of what a Tomid is supposed to teach us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world. Yes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who makes the sun shine. HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes the sun set. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who gives life into our Bria. Yes. But what about my Parnasa? What about my day-to-day life of business? What about me acting in a way of believing HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in total control? So there's a pasuk over here. When it comes to Mincha, Mincha means the very bread, the very basic sustenance, how a person should live their life, says Hashem Shem Fol Hish. When it comes to dealing with a person's life, remember, where else in the Torah does it say Vasiris HaEifo? Any suggestion? Where else does it say Vasiris HaEifo?
The Mon.
By a Mon it says Vasiris HaEifo. It doesn't say Isoro, and Isoro means a tenth. Vasiris HaEifo, when it comes to believing and knowing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world, the Yom Tov of a Tomid, we understand the Sirius HaEifo is remember that like HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us in the middle of the Midbar, the Mon as sustenance, the Mincha, the way that we have our bread, our sustenance is the Sirius HaEifo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs our world, in our life, in our business, like he runs, he gives us Mon like he could do then. V'abateach b'Hashem chesed yisayvavenu. So when we go to Mincha, or we go to Shacharis, and we daven, Marif is for the Amorim, but it's just when we done Shachris and Mincha and Marv, and we stand in front of the Rebbeinu Shleilam, try. We don't have kabbonis today, but we are lucky that there are very few things that we have that can completely switch us on to many of the lessons that the kabbonis taught us. No, in Ebuch, we don't have a lila regal. Fine, that's bottle. Yeah? And we don't have the mitzvah of Lishkas Agoz. Fine, that's bottle. But we do have tefillah that is done for the same time as a Masafim, as a Mincha, as a Kol Mincha. And therefore, when we daven, let's remember these ideas. Let's remember when you go to shul and we daven there consistently, it's not because, oh, another tefillah. No, it's our deeper roots of our foundations of avdus to the Rebbeinu Shleilam to continue doing the avodah on a consistent basis. It's when we are davening with enthusiasm, when you try and get enthusiasm, use a new siddur sometimes, go perish a milus. When you get to Moedim, think of something that you, to thank a Kodesh Baruch Hu, didn't think of before. Use that enthusiasm, base yourself in enthusiasm. When you're davening in shul with a minion, and as a tzibur, davening in one direction, remember the idea that this is a klal focused on the yachid. It's all of us facing one direction. Anywhere you go around the world, there's mishmaris all around the world. We're all facing the same direction, all facing towards the Beis Hamikdash as our focal point of leadership of Torah in our lives. Allow the time of day. You're getting up in the morning, look around you, see the sun going up, Ribbono Shleilam. You see the night going, the sun going down, Ribbono Shleilam. See the Ribbono Shleilam in our lives and understand that if we have this enthusiasm, if we are Vodim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we know who we are, we know who Ribbono Shleilam is, and we'll see our day-to-day lives will be different, the way we treat other people, the way we treat our business. We realize that the Mincha is a serious Eifo. It's like the Mon. We live our lives a different way, and this is the power of this parasha. And that is why we discussed beforehand, when we wanted, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to give Klal Yisrael a new leadership, that Klal Yisrael should lead their lives and be looked after by a consistent and tentative leader. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to make sure that we also focus our lives on Rebbeinu Shleilim and know how to be proper avodim, and that's Parshas Tomid.